everybody. Welcome to the Hump Day edition of the Donna and Steve Experience. Steve is out.
Experience?
Yes, we changed the name.
It's an experience.
It really is. That's Matt Belanger from Channel 5 Eyewitness News. You literally just ran here, got off the air on TV, and now you're joining us today. Thank you.
One chair to the next. It's going to be, by noon, it'll be 8 straight hours today of broadcasting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're turning into Steve Patterson.
No, please don't say that. Donna, you know, you tweeted and you welcomed me and, you know, we're
what'd
looking
you bring
forward.
Me?
I brought you this.
It's something he found, like, in
I found it
prep
on the floor in the Twin Cities Live, like, prop area. It's a sad, decrepit-looking, single, little, cheap plastic flower.
Thank you
I was going to go to French time, but, you know,
that's
I didn't
all right.
Have time.
Thank you. That was
put
very
it
thoughtful.
In your microphone. That's cute.
I had tweeted that I can't wait to find out if Matt's going to bring me a hostess gift. And he did. Thank you.
Well, sort of.
Anyway.
That's really good.
You guys, it is so hard to wake up this time of year in the morning. I am in my deepest, deepest sleep because it's so dark. How do you do it?
Well, you're talking to the guy who wakes up at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, guys.
No, but I understand what you mean because it's hard for me when I'm here to, when I have the shades open, to wake up because it's dark at 7:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Still. And I'm like,
where am I? What time is it?
Have we started the show yet?
I know. It's very difficult. So for those of you who do it on a regular basis, congratulations and good for you.
It's because you're warm and toasty in there and you've got the blanket coverage ratio down perfectly.
And the fan is blasting on my face.
See, but the thing that I don't understand about that, Donna, is I don't understand why when you you have to get up. And so you're checking the clock all night long. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're trying to fall back asleep and you're having that meh kind of sleep.
Surface.
But then when you wake up and you look at the clock and it's a half an hour before you have to get up and you go back to bed, that's the best sleep all night.
I know. It is.
And I don't understand why it's always that way.
I don't either. Can we get a sleep expert on the phone, please? Thank you. Anyway, you saw something that is irritating you.
Well, kind of. Yeah,
sort
a little
of.
Bit. Yeah, no, it is.
Because it's a too
I don't
soon.
Understand it. I don't understand it. So I was at, the home improvement store, one of the big box stores, and I'm not going to name it because I don't want to call them out, but I think they're all probably doing this. But so is this striking anybody else odd that they are having live, fresh holiday Christmas wreaths and garlands? I mean, like a live
already?
Wreath. Yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I'm thinking, what in the world is that thing going to look like on the baby Jesus' birthday, Christmas Day? Like,
exactly.
By then, it's just going to be sticks and there's going to be no needles left. I don't understand. I mean, I'm all about Christmas decorating, but I don't get that.
We're about 2 months out.
We need to let Halloween happen.
I know.
Please.
Dawn. It's your holiday.
Favorite.
I know. And how about maybe
Thanksgiving?
We could get some cornucopias. That would be okay. But yeah.
I don't understand why. I mean, I get the whole excitement, but the fact that it was live.
I get that.
And I mean, it's going to be dead.
It's going to be dead, guys.
Like, yeah.
No matter. You could do all the spritzing in the world. It's not going to survive.
You're supposed to soak it.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to
do?
I didn't even
know
that.
You know what the great thing about working
here? Hey, make
yourself
at home. Matt's like taking off his clothes while he's here. He's just like,
listen! The buttoned up part of my day's over, lady.
Yeah.
Look at all of
this. This is you should see me when I fill in for Jason in the early morning. Anyway. I talked to the great thing about working here is as I was running from the TV set up to here, I happened to run into a gardening expert who was in the building to do a segment on that new show we're doing, Minnesota Live at 9, Channel 5, whatever.
Yes, hey, shout out to you guys.
So real quick, I'm like accosting this man. I have no idea who this guy is, but I'm like, talk to me about holiday greens. Are they gonna... And he said that the key is, you said spritzing, but if you soak them in like a tub of water first for like a day, and then take them out.
It's like brining a turkey.
Okay. And then let it dry and then decorate with them. It will prolong it. And plus, it all depends if it's in the sun or not and things like that.
Okay.
So
I was catching these little useful tidbits as I was running up the stairs.
You were
guy thinks I'm crazy.
Him.
He doesn't know what's going on. But
he's like, oh my God, please don't accost me in the hallway.
Trying to prep to be.
I'm a flower person.
Yes, and it's my big moment on TV.
And it was not Larry Farr. It was some other, which makes it even worse because Larry would have understood, you know.
Right.
Because he gets us crazy TV types, but
you know,
actual member of the community
for fun. Was it this morning that I did it? You ever Google yourself?
No.
No, well, I Googled way. You, Matt.
What?
And there is this weird site. I'm not going to say what it was because I don't want people to go there.
She's talking about my professional website. Yeah, where my resume is. It's really weird.
Are you talking about LinkedIn?
Right? No, it's some random facts website. And they're talking about who you are, where you went to school.
I think I know what you're talking about. And they do it for everybody.
Then they have your height, and then they have
your weight, your income. Your weight, it purports to know all this stuff about you. It's all wrong.
Yeah, I assume so.
I think it said, like, I'm a millionaire.
No, oh, but well, it did. It gave your estimated
that's
salary.
That's not true at all. Oh, yeah, salary it was. Yeah.
There was something funny that it said, oh, it had to do with your age. And they said, that information is not available, but by looking at him,
he's 12.
Thank you. That's called MAC, Studio guys, Fix Foundation.
You're going to look
a lot of Tresemme.
Young forever.
I know. You look like you're getting your school picture today. But anyway, I got a kick out of it. I'm like, how many people are they doing this for locally?
Yeah. It's like it trolls information, but mine also says that there's not a lot revealed about Matt's personal life. But we assume that he's married to a beautiful woman and has, you know, 2.5 kids. And I'm like,
not quite.
Sorry, Kyle. Your partner, Kyle.
Shout out to Kyle.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, my
working
gosh.
Hard today.
Hey, we should let people know that we're expecting, I guess, an update a press conference for the Alec Baldwin movie set shooting, which it's about time.
11 a.m. And I have actually the latest from the news on that. Real quick, I can give it to you.
Please.
So as we officials there in the state where it happened, it's New Mexico, right?
Yep.
I believe. They're going to give us this update at 11 o'clock, and there'll be special coverage on 5 if you want to watch that happen. We'll talk about it too here, of course. And what they're doing in the meantime is ballistics experts have been coming in, and they were kind of taking over, and they're going to really focus on they said there was a ton of ammunition at this movie.
That's what I heard too. I read that this morning.
And it's too early to know if it's actual bullets or if it's the, you know, the what's it called?
Blanks.
I was going to say fakes, but they're still determining that and exactly. And they're going to focus on the chain of custody. You know, who held this thing before they handed it to Alec Baldwin?
I am really interested in hearing about that. Yeah, I'm sure everybody 11. Is 11 o'clock this morning. Maybe we'll even go live.
No, that'd be great.
We'll go live and listen to a little bit of it, but we got to go now.
Fancy.
I know, right? Hey man, we want to,
I want to bring down with that because I won't be here.
Exactly. Oh. Dawn's like, I don't have to like figure out what buttons to dial up. And
you're so organized, Donna. You know, I started on my talk on with Lori and Julia, right?
You would just pop in.
I'm just going to end that right there. You're so organized.
See, I hear that I am over-prepared all the time.
Nobody can be over-prepared.
Thank you, Dawn.
I'll push your limits on that.
Sister from another mister.
I love it. We've got three type A's up in here today.
This is great. All right. We're going to be super organized. When we come back, I'll have some random fun facts to share with everybody. I thought I had something in there from you, too. But I will tell you why Guinness, you know, the Book of World Records, how it came to be. That and more coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Hello, good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Donna and Steve Without Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We are joined today by the one and only Matt Belanger.
Woo-hoo! Hello, everybody.
Why is it good so morning. Hard to say your name in the afternoon?
Well, I mean, it only took them 2 years. Belanger. And you know what's funny? Loj, I mean, I love them.
No,
I truly love
they're
them.
Great.
However, it was funny when I was first coming up and kind of, you know, just bringing little happy segments and things. And like, I could see Lori would start to say my name and I could see the look of terror and her face would change. And she's like, Matt Belanger. They've got it now that we made a song. Thank you, Rocco. We made a beautiful song and now everyone finally gets it.
And do we have a nickname for you yet?
Miss Shannon calls me Maddie B.
That's
on TV.
What I would call you.
Maddie B on TV.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, let's do that.
Good one. That'll wake you up.
Damn.
Hi. We're busting out the gates at a 10 here today.
Yes, we are. That's the way we like it, though.
Yeah.
And we're staying focused. Yeah. Dawn, imagine that.
Oh my gosh.
I love this.
I know. I don't know what to do.
Steve, if he sees something shiny, he has to go to.
I mean, I have a little bit of that in me.
I think we all do.
But Steve has made a career out of it.
Exactly.
And he's succeeding wildly.
I know. Which makes me even more mad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We have to keep in our lanes.
Steve will be back tomorrow. I've got some fun facts because he usually provides these.
Cool.
And they're just things that make you go, huh. You get it? Just like the song says. Okay, so the Guinness Book of World Records. Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It exists because the director of Guinness Breweries had an argument in 1951 over which game bird is faster, the golden plover or the red grouse?
Oh, which one?
That's the only thing they don't provide. Well, nope, it's the plover. Is that a real bird?
I always wondered if it was Guinness beer, if it was like some other Guinness, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
me
if
too.
It was a link. What is a plover? I'm Googling that.
All right, you Google plover.
Oh, it's a cute little thing.
He thought there should be a book to help settle bar arguments.
Oh, how cool.
So he created the Book
when
of
I
records.
Go to the bar, I have my Guinness Book of World Records with me.
I like to carry that with me. Here's the guy with the bee beard. I don't know. Sylvester Stallone, check out this. So Rocky III, okay, they were looking for a song. And Sylvester Stallone asked Queen for the right to use Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Another one. They said no.
I don't blame them.
Well, yeah.
I think it would have given. Well, Rocky III wasn't that good, was it? I don't remember which one that was.
I mean, the first one.
Ivan Drago.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Fights Ivan Drago.
So they asked Survivor to write a song, and they came up with Eye of the Tiger, which is a great song. Are you familiar?
No, I'm thinking of like a Katy Perry song.
The Eye of the Tiger. It's the thrill of the fight.
Yes, that.
It's a great song.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome, Matt.
We're old. Gosh, help me along here.
We will. Only two British musical acts have had their debut album hit number one in the U.S. You think you know who it was?
Mm.
Two British music acts.
Mm-hmm.
Debut album.
Album.
Number one in the U.S. when it first came out.
Queen?
Great guess.
Mm. Not right?
Not right.
Rolling Stones?
Nope.
Led Zeppelin.
I have no clue. I just got done telling you that I think
Girls!
Of this. Wow, Spice Girls, huh?
And One
Spice
Direction.
Live. Oh.
One Direction? Oh,
yes.
They're so fun.
They're really good.
They don't exist anymore.
I was thinking of Katy Perry Roar when you said Eye of the Tiger. So that reveals something about my age.
Makes total sense. Yeah. By the way, I've got a Katy Perry song coming up at 10 o'clock this morning in The Beat. And she's covering a very popular British band. I'll just leave it at that.
Nice.
One single Google search takes more computing power than the entire moon landing mission in 1969.
That's incredible.
Wow.
So just typing in Google Grover, whatever that thing was.
Plover. Grover's a thing from Sesame Street.
G is for Grover.
Took more energy. Isn't that insane?
Wow.
That's all I got. I'm going to go.
Look how far we've come, and now we have that magic device in our hand. And
it's incredible.
Google Plover is on the go.
I remember the first time I ever saw video on a computer screen blew my mind because it wasn't even that long ago.
I remember Oregon Trail. Remember when you died of dysentery in school? I feel like that was like the teacher break time.
Yeah.
They were like, here, kids, go to the computer lab and play Oregon Trail for a while.
You can play video games and learn how you could have died.
Dysentery.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing, actually. But I didn't, you know, because people from my generation, we were typing on a typewriter our reports for school. And the only,
by candlelight. Did you have a quill pen? Did you? Yeah?
It wasn't that. I'm not that old. But, you know, when you took a computer class, you didn't take, that's why people who are older
don't
get it. And it's so frustrating to younger generations because they're like, what don't you get? And it's like, I didn't.
That's not how it started for us, right?
Yeah.
Because today's kids, I mean,
internet
it's
new.
Like they're born and they're handed an iPad.
Exactly.
Immediately.
2 year olds.
And they know how to use it.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
They take pictures. Yeah. Like,
we were taking computer science classes where you were learning, I guess, code. We were learning how to make games and things like that. We didn't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just very frustrating sometimes that, you know, you guys
technology
get frustrated.
Technology is a blessing and a curse.
Hey, we got
it. I believe.
It is, indeed. Don't forget our Halloween pictures should be up now.
Ooh.
Matt Belanger, I don't know if you know this, but every show was asked to come up with some kind of pop culture type of Halloween costume.
Oh, that yeah.
And we're being very competitive because we're playing for dinner, I think.
Oh. At B. Arthur's house?
Yes.
B. Arthur, is she cooking?
Dirty.
Yes. No, she's not cooking. Oh, good God.
Could you imagine that?
But anyway, go to mytalk1071.com.
Come here to my pretty.
Eye of bat, whatever. Wing of bat and eye of newt.
Toad of man.
Anyway, so mytalk1071.com. Vote for your favorite show's costumes. When we come back on the Donna and Steve Experience featuring Matt today, I checked out the first episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the new season. We'll talk
about it.
Welcome back.
What a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful
breezy
day.
Breezy and damp.
It's very breezy.
Enjoy.
I'd also like to say that that's brought to you by Skin Rejuvenation Clinic.
Thank you for them.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Yeah, I think we're going to have, did you say rain for a couple days?
So tomorrow's a washout.
Okay.
Ken Barlow this morning is talking about tomorrow's just like a kind of a day.
Well, and the East Coast is just getting
pummeled.
Kind of, yes. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Any hoozle.
It can always be worse.
Stay inside and listen to my talk, you know?
Yes!
Just tell your smart speaker. Right? Can't you say that?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, right? It's cool. Yeah. I love that.
Say it out loud, though.
Don't say it. Kelly Hansen's so careful. She'll go.
She is so sweet about that.
A-L-E-X-A.
I know. She's the best. Anyway, I decided that I was going to watch the first episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm because I'm a huge fan. But I'm thinking it may have run its course. Maybe go back and watch some repeats. It's still good. It's still out there. The cast is really good. Sometimes the acting is so over the top because they're improvising a lot of it. And some people are better at it than others.
Over the top? I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know anyone like that.
Me either, Matt Belanger.
Anyway. No, I totally know what you're talking about, though, for real, because I always get worried coming into things that it's a continuation of a beloved series or something. And,
yes.
And some of them nail it. Like,
yes.
Like Seinfeld. In my opinion, nailed it. And like Friends, they nailed it. They knew how to keep it going.
Yes.
But some of these sequels and things,
it's not
as good.
I would just say it was only one episode. It is on HBO Max right now. John Hamm was in this episode. All the regular cast. There's always lots of guests. Lucy Liu was in this episode. So I'm always drawn to see what they're going to do with it. I'm going to keep watching it. It's Sundays. It comes out every Sunday, I believe, at 10:30. So if you want to watch it live. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Just enter and know that nothing's changed.
Temper expectations and kind of just go
just go with the flow, keep it on, throw in a load of laundry, and then
we always judge it that way, Matt. You don't know that. If you can, we will say
you can
cannot fold laundry while you watch this. That means that you have to pay attention to every minute.
Is that a relation to how good it is, or just
how much you have to
follow it?
You have to follow it closely and give it your full attention, or you'll miss something.
So, and I'll say, you know, it's good for throwing in a load of whites.
Got it.
So that's what I would say about this.
You can fly in and fly out.
I like that.
Yes.
You can be in the other room listening and still get it and pick right up where you have. Okay, good to know.
So now you watch something that I'm like.
I had such high hopes for this.
Why would you?
Well, now listen.
It sounds terrible.
Well, hold on a minute. All Halloween is on Sunday, right? So, you know, we're coming up and it's spooky season. And there's a new movie that just was put on its Netflix. It's called Night Teeth.
Okay, so I would just go right past that.
I'd right be like, there.
Oh my gosh, I love it. What's it about?
Okay, so it's a college student moonlighting as a chauffeur who picks up two mysterious women for a night of party hopping across L.A. Turns out he uncovers that they are vampires.
No, okay.
I knew
they
it. Are blood- Me too.
Bloodthirsty, and they're dangerous. And basically, I don't want to give away too much, but turns out that they kind of, they're actually the people running the town, these vampires who've lived years and years and years and years, years forever.
Okay, tip well. Ooh, well, it's like the Lost Boys.
But here's the thing, and I'm sorry, but you know how when a promo is cut and you watch the trailer and you're like, that looks great, and then you watch it and it's like, this is terrible.
Because all the good stuff was in the promo.
Yeah, this was, in my opinion, Night Teeth. It was just released, I think, this month. October 20th. I mean, brand new here, 2021. It is so slow. I mean, and it's so predictable.
Yeah.
And I think all the highlights were jammed into that promo to where this, we made it halfway through and I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. So maybe you have the laundry meter. I have the, I'm going to sleep because my alarm goes off at two.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Pretty good. Okay. So when, excuse me, when I saw the word teeth, Dawn, do you know what I was thinking about?
The dentist?
No.
Or that one movie called Teeth?
Yep.
Oh.
We can't even tell.
There's
he's
a movie
too innocent
called
to
Teeth?
Know.
I don't think he's innocent.
What are you talking about, innocent? Y'all made me listen to that song WAP in the break in the morning show, and then you made me have a reaction to that cold.
Oh my gosh.
Did I do that?
It was on the morning show. So
I think you did.
Don, you were there.
Oh, I don't remember.
I was in for Jace.
Oh my gosh.
It was in COVID times, and you were like, go out in the hallway and listen to that song and then come back and have an honest reaction.
I am evil.
No, it wasn't just you. Of course, Kenny was like...
Oh, Kenny, yeah.
I have to tell you the truth.
Off in the woods saying, go listen to that song,
I've never heard the words to that song.
You're better off.
Oh. But I guess I know what it
so
stands
for. So I can
for.
Handle this. What is this?
Okay, it's very similar.
Can't. Okay, all right.
Okay, I'm going to
tell
you
anyway.
Are we going
to get sued if we talk about it?
No.
Okay.
So it's a movie from 2007.
Dawn's eyes are like huge.
And it's about... It's about a woman who I guess is cursed and ends up having teeth in her hoo-ha.
See, look at him.
And the whole thing takes a grisly turn.
Well, no, you don't say. I don't know what the problem could possibly... I need another cup of coffee.
No. So she's got teeth there, and then people become victims of, isn't that horrific?
Things that I don't have to ever worry about.
Yeah, that's right. Tell that website, right?
Yeah, and I don't know how it
Donna,
did.
Donna, bless you for tactfully stepping through
that's
that for
great.
Me.
Thank you.
Boy, I don't, you can stop now.
It's been so long since I've seen that. I saw it
when
just
was that?
When it opened, 2005 or something?
That, oh, 2007? I was thinking this was something from like the 80s or 90s.
And it's like a cult film.
It is. Okay.
It's the John
classic.
Waters film. It's
yes.
Not. Oh, it is?
I think so.
Oh, some people, I'm reading some of the audience reviews. It says this movie was super good.
Wow.
Then it says, my favorite part was when my wife turned to me and said, honey, I don't think we should be together anymore. I filed for divorce and just need you to sign the papers. What? That's lies.
That's dumb. I think I'm going to assign this to Alexis as her fourth movie.
Oh,
like
God, don't do it.
Do
please.
It, do it, she's do it.
Oh, my God, I got to write that down because I'll forget.
Okay, is that great. Coming up this week?
What is this
She's
week?
Gonna be so funny to listen to her talk about
it. I love it.
She's gonna be there knitting furiously watching this.
I assigned her VHS, which is another scary movie. But
no,
not
take
like
it back.
That.
Take
no,
it back.
Too late.
Gone.
Yeah.
It's too late. She's already watched VHS.
Oh man.
What's that one about?
That's hard to explain.
Okay.
Want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's an anthology movie. So it's five different filmmakers who do a story about this. This person calls upon these younger guys to go retrieve a VHS tape from this house.
Oh.
And they have to find the right one and they're watching it. Bad things happen when they watch this tape and then it gets passed on to the next person. And so it's five different. It's kind of interesting because you get five different takes on it from what I remember.
Okay. That sounds cool.
So that sounds like it's actually...
It's scary.
Okay, yeah, but it's not teeth.
That's right, because nothing's scarier than that.
Chomp, chomp, chomp!
Oh, my God. Anyway, I don't know how we took that turn. I pulled a Steve Patterson there, but...
Yeah, now who's the one who's distracted?
I know, because I heard teeth, and then I was like, night
no,
teeth? That
I
sounds
feel,
terrible.
I feel we've done a public service today.
Yeah.
I do, because I feel I now feel I like more in the loop and in the know.
Okay,
and that's
good.
What we do here at My Talk.
And we have told people not to watch teeth. Or... Night teeth.
Or night teeth.
That's anything just bad. About teeth. Stay away.
See teeth in the title, don't watch it.
Back away. Oh
my God.
Go do some laundry.
Did you guys see this story about Keanu Reeves?
Mm-mm.
We should create a segment called Another Reason to Love Keanu Reeves.
Aww.
He is one of the coolest celebrities. He's so generous. He just gave his 4-man stunt crew Rolex watches to celebrate finishing John Wick 4 in Paris.
Oh.
Each one had an etching on the back that says the John Wick 5 with the stuntman's name and thank you, Keanu.
That's really great.
Oh my God. We just keep hearing stories over and over about him giving like $10,000 to mm-hmm. each person on his crew. And this is just another one that goes into that. History book. One person called it the best rap gift ever. Mm-hmm. Another one said, mm-hmm. got that new thank you, bro. I don't know what that means. Anyway, can we look at our costumes?
You're so hip and trendy, Donna.
Thank you.
No, wait a minute, because I just saw something earlier this morning that's right in that alley. So this the head of Spanx.
Oh, yeah.
Is giving $10,000 and 2 first class plane tickets to all of the workers. So, right? I mean,
yes.
Go have a nice vacation. Here you go.
How incredible
is that?
We get maybe a dinner.
Oh, Donna.
With the cauldron.
I would. I want the Rolex.
If you have the best.
She just sold her company for $1.2
billion. What, the Spanx? The Spanx
lady?
Yeah.
Yep,
oh, no wonder she's giving away money now.
That's really cool.
That was her. And 500 employees, that's a lot of money.
You know Spanx makes men's undershirts?
Yes, I do.
Did you know that I'm wearing one right now?
You are?
Are you really?
Yeah, I wear it every day. Yeah, under the dress shirt.
Is it like really tight?
It feels nice and tight. It helps me sit up straight and remind me to have good posture, which I'm not having right now, but that's because I'm
tired.
Me
either.
And, but yeah, it holds it all in place.
I love it. You know, Jason got caught in one.
Wait,
Jason Rue. Jason got caught in his Spanx.
He's stuck in his man's
pants. What do you mean?
Because he wanted to really suck it in and he bought a size too small. And then he got stuck with it over his head, and he lived on the remember where you used to live, Donna?
Yes.
He lived across the street at the time where they were doing tours of the North Loop.
Oh, no.
Yes!
And he was in the window, and like, people saw him with that stuck over his head trying to get it off desperately.
Looking like a zombie trying to rip that thing off.
Is yours that tight?
Well, these days it's getting tighter and it is harder to take off, but I've developed this whole, like, put your one arm behind your back and you kind of roll it up halfway and then you push your elbow and then you grab that back there and rip and then it comes off. But yeah, I'm up a few pounds. Thank you, pandemic.
You know what? I feel that way just taking my socks off lately. Like, there's like all these indentations and I'm like, am I getting that?
I told myself it's muscle, but it's not muscle.
You think it's water, John?
Yeah, your water retention.
Put your feet up on
puffy
the desk.
Puffy ankles.
Okay.
Can you do that? Can you elevate? Yep. It's good for you. And if B. Arthur walks by, just wave.
Okay, I will. And I'll be like, where's my Rolex? Oh, we got to go. But we're going to come back. Matt Belanger is going to stay with us until noon today. When we do come back, if you see something, you should say something. I'm living with a murderer.
I will tell you about that.
And Matt saw a very strange house made out of a very unique
material.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss those stories coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
Are you good?
Right,
I was
back.
Ready to jump right in there.
Well, you could have.
That's
you're
okay.
a professional. Thank
you went through 3 phases on your face of what the?
I thought I was in our little, we have a little camera thing that we do every day where we're recording for YouTube.
Yeah.
This whole time I thought I was in and I wasn't.
No, you weren't. It was,
and now I am. Hi.
My head was like, it was just me and Don. Well, that was Don's chair there for a minute, but
yeah,
welcome back.
Sorry, Don.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I just let people do whatever they want to do at this point. You know what I mean?
Roll with the flow.
Why push people?
Yeah, I get it.
Don't
all right.
Back.
I just, yeah, you look beautiful, by the way. I love that color on you.
Thanks,
autumnal.
Oh, autumnal.
It's very autumnal.
It's my season. Anyway, that is the voice of Matt Belanger from 5 Eyewitness News.
Yep.
Let's do this.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
All right, so I heard about this and I didn't believe it until I saw it in person. They are building a house in Minneapolis, in Uptown, and it is largely made of straw.
Say what now? Big bad wolf is going
like
to blow
the
it down.
Big bad wolf. And at first I thought this was a joke, and then it's not. And so
cool.
If you Google Uptown Straw House, it'll pop up. And basically, it's a wood framed house. Do you have it up? Are you going to take a look?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a wood framed house, but in the walls, they are packing in nothing fancy, just bales and bales and bales of like your basic. It's just, there's
straw.
No other, it's just straw.
Straw.
Like, that's it. Like, it's not fancy straw. It's not housing straw. It's just straw. Like, an animal could come by and start to eat this.
Dawn has a question.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
is this a fire hazard?
Right?
Well, you know, that's what, I don't have the answer to that.
Okay, I apologize.
Because the straw and the wood together, that's worrisome.
Very flammable. But if you think about it, insulation's flammable. Right?
That's true.
I mean, it's the same. It's all, you know, everyone just thinks, ooh, straws, you know, because they have the classic image from the movie of the flame lantern dropping into the straw in the barn in the movie.
Right,
and then,
right.
You know, and everyone
exactly.
sees that in their brain. But if you take a lighter up to some insulation, I'd imagine that it would light maybe not as much as straw. But here's the thing. Here's why they're doing this. First of all, it's all about going green. So I have learned as researching this that this is going to really be a big thing for clean energy. And it's actually more, you might think it's cheaper. It's more expensive to build a house and to pack the walls full of straw and to insulate it in this way than it is to build a home traditionally.
What?
And that blows my mind.
Is straw that expensive?
I think it is. I mean, and the vast amount you need to fill all the walls in this big house here. But what it's going to do is it's like the best kind of insulation you could possibly have.
Who knew?
And they're gonna recoup that money through energy savings long term.
Yeah, people in the 1800s knew. That's all they had.
Well, yeah.
That's true. Okay.
It does meet city regulations.
Wow.
I mean,
really?
It is.
So it is safe. Yeah. They would never let this happen.
No, of course not. I mean, Minneapolis has permits for everything. What are you talking about?
That's true.
The rules and regulations there. So
I'm curious. I'm looking at this on KSTP.com.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Find it there. Where is there room in Uptown for a house that big?
Yeah. Right? That's a great question.
Then I don't have the answer.
Okay.
But
we do have a rule on this show, no follow-up questions.
No, that's fine. Well, that's it always gets broken, and that's totally okay. But they really believe in this, and so, I'm scrolling. There's a website, and it's unbelievable, but apparently it works. So I couldn't believe it.
That is cool.
I wanted to spread the word
about that.
So if you're building a house, build a straw house.
My mom would give you all the hay from our fields because she gives it away to the guy who mows it for us now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He has cattle, and so she says, if you mow my field, I'll give you the hay.
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
Wow. How many acres, Dawn?
8.
Oh, wow. All right. Anybody else seeing really overpopulation of squirrels lately?
I see them a lot.
Dawn, there's like 25
getting
squirrels.
Getting their nuts.
But I've been in this house for nearly 11 years and I've never seen this many squirrels. It's alarming. You open the door and they scatter like cockroaches in the front yard. And I'm like, why are there so many of you?
Well, there's one less now.
Oh, no. Do you have a Pied Piper inside your house that's bringing?
No, because no, she doesn't. Because I have the same problem. I mean, and I live in Bryn Mawr, Minneapolis, and
where did they? I mean, all come
we do
from?
Have parkland all around our neighborhood, but it is a squirrel explosion, and this is the first year that we're in the house, so we don't. Your story is giving me hope because we bought this house, and now I'm like, well, maybe I'm thinking this is just a squirrel boom year, and maybe there'll be fewer. But my yard has been ripped to shreds by these little buggers trying to bury. All
mine
these things,
too, and I'm like
shoved everywhere,
and ruining my yard.
Yep.
And you know, I have service come and you know aerate and do all that stuff, and now I've got all these. No, but I'm gonna. So what happened was, I was out and about, and I had my brother in town and my sister-in-law from New Jersey, and they sent me a text and said, "Your dog, just killed a squirrel."
Dun, dun, dun.
I said, I've never even seen him chase a squirrel. I've never seen him like
buddy.
He'll chase and then he you know, pivots and once it goes up the tree. And I was so traumatized by that because he's got all these stuff.
What, the dog bring the dead squirrel?
Like a bird dog?
He went into a pile of leaves, grabbed the squirrel, brought it towards the house where my family was just hanging out.
Look what I did.
Yay. He didn't do it yet. He did it in front of them.
Oh.
Oh, he nabbed it in the pile. The squirrel was hiding in the leaves and got it.
And yep. And then he shook it like a rag doll.
It's like he was auditioning for something.
Right. Oh, my God. The role of the murderer.
Bringing you a present.
So that's what he does with his stuffed animals and his toys.
Well, if you think about it, these are just kind of, to him, he might think they're just stuffed animals.
A toy.
Yeah.
So he started shaking it.
He always thinks the toys are a squirrel. Let's be clear.
Yes, that's right, John.
This is what he ultimately wants.
Oh, so I need to get rid of these. It didn't even occur to me to do what you did. And you called a neighbor and said, hey, I'm just making stuff up now.
Oh my gosh, I was totally hooked by your story.
You know what I do? You know what I do? I pour a nice drink in the afternoons because, you know, I'm home from work at 9:30 and then the corgis and I go out in the porch.
Oh.
And little, you know, we're new to the neighborhood, right? Corgis. And I'm out there in my jammy clothes with my vodka soda and I'm like, hey! Get out of my grass!
Well, you know what? That's exactly what I do. I go out and I clap my hands and I go...
And I yell out the window.
Yeah.
And you know those little stinkers? They climb up that tree and they just sit there and they're baby little eyes and they look at you.
And they
like,
wait.
They're like, you're still inside. You can't get me.
Yep. They just sit there and wait.
There have to be 20 that live in our yard or more.
Same.
And it's
same.
They have parties and they chase each other like flirting. It's like squirrel, you know, parties. It's unbelievable. They're all chasing and flirting and necking and things.
I think they're all babies. Could that be that during the pandemic?
I see little babies a lot.
You do?
He got his dog away.
Yeah. Maybe I should just let him out, but I can't handle that.
My
I have to
corgis,
figure something out.
They're too dumb to even chase the squirrels.
Really?
They can't figure
it
out.
They're like the queen's corgi.
Yeah, they're just, like the same size.
They're like, I'm sorry. Oh, for a treat.
I'm just going to call someone to come and live trap them or something.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
If it's allowed in your area, too.
Okay. I'm going to go. No, we'll be right back.
Me too.
All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Bye.